Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Show. I'm RJ Ochoa. It is March 26th. Let's go ahead and kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL. The second week of free agency is just about in the books, and things are starting to chill out. The NCAA tournament's getting a lot of love. The Dell match play out in Austin. You know, the NFL is starting to understand that maybe they are not the center of the universe. Just kidding. There's a lot going on. First things first, let's talk about the most important position in today's NFL, the running backs. Now, multiple teams, according to NFL Network, have reportedly called the Cincinnati Bengals asking about running back Giovanni Bernard. Bernard is still 29 years old. There's a lot to like about his game. One of the shiftier runners in the NFL at present time, so we will see what happens there. Staying with the RBs, the Buffalo Bills signed Matt Breida once upon a time, a fantastic runner. And if you are a Madden player, trust me, go get Matt Breida on your team. He is kind of a cheat code in that sense. The New England Patriots also, by the way, officially announced James White's return to the team. Very cool. Let's talk wide receivers. Adam Humphries has had an interesting NFL career, and now we'll continue it in our nation's capital. He signed a deal with the Washington football team. That offense is going to be very interesting. Lots of fast, I used the word shifty a minute ago, wide receivers there. You've obviously got Terry McLaurin. Now you have Curtis Samuel. You have Adam Humphries. Ryan Fitzpatrick's going to do the thing. I hope not, because I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan. We'll talk about them in just a second. With the wide receiver news, though, the Kansas City Chiefs are re-signing DeMarcus Robinson to a one-year deal. Everybody loves playing for Patrick Mahomes. DeSean Jackson, who we all know is a member of the Los Angeles Rams, went back home to La La Land. It was reported that his one-year deal with the Rams, who have like no salary cap space, check this out. It is a deal with a $4.5 million base value with incentives that can take it up to $6.25 million. How is that possible? How do the Rams keep doing this? It's not fair. It doesn't make sense. Stop it, Rams. We do not like it. Let's talk about America's team. That's right. Dallas Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy held a press conference on Thursday. In fact, it was Mike McCarthy's first opportunity speaking with the media since last season ended. What's more is it was Mike McCarthy's first press conference in front of actual real-life reporters since the 2020 NFL Combine. In fact, it was the first in-person press conference that Mike McCarthy had at the Star in Frisco, the world headquarters of the Dallas Cowboys, since his introductory press conference over a year ago. McCarthy obviously talked about the state of the team, how the Cowboys are going to win the Super Bowl, etc., etc. And he did note, kind of revealed in an interesting way, that Dallas Cowboys defensive end Tyrone Crawford will retire this offseason. The Cowboys drafted Crawford in the third round back in 2012, the draft that yielded them Matt Johnson and our beloved unicorn. He has had an interesting career with the Cowboys. They never really could quite figure out how to utilize him, but all the best to Tyrone Crawford in whatever comes next. By the way, the Dallas Cowboys, late Thursday night, it was reported, agreed to terms with safety DeMonte Kazee, the Dan Quinn effect. That's right. Keanu Neal and DeMonte Kazee have now both followed Dan Quinn from the ATL to the Big D. You will recall that Kazee led the NFL in interceptions in 2018. We will see what he can bring to a Dallas Cowboys secondary that could certainly use its own batch of turnovers. Let's keep talking about those turnovers. Let's talk defense, defense. The Arizona Cardinals signed Super Bowl hero Malcolm Butler to a one-year deal worth $6 million. Very cool. You will recall, again, that the Cardinals lost Patrick Peterson to the Minnesota Vikings. The Philadelphia Eagles announced that they have tendered exclusive restricted free agent linebacker Alex Singleton. Alrighty. The Seattle Seahawks will be parting ways with a defensive tackle. It was reported by NFL Network that they will be moving on one way or another. One way or another from Jerron Reed. By the by, speaking of Seattle's defensive line, they are bringing someone back. Oh, yeah, Seattle is bringing back Carlos Dunlap. He re-signed with the team. It is a two-year deal worth $16.6 million. Congratulations to Seattle. Congratulations to Carlos Dunlap. Congratulations to you, because you made it to Friday. Let's enjoy it. Let's have the best time ever. Let's enjoy March Madness. Let's enjoy all the sports. Let's enjoy talking about the greatest league league in the whole world that is the National Football League. And I can promise you this, that whatever is going on in the wide world of the NFL, that we will have you covered right here on the SB Nation NFL Show. So make sure you search for us wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you hit subscribe. Make sure you leave a rating and make sure you write a review. More than anything, though, do me a favor and make sure that you have the absolute best day of all time. You know why? Because you deserve it. We'll see you Monday.